Dr. Larry Kaskel. You should listen to him if you know what's good for you. Of course, you should listen to him even if you don't know what's good for you. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Erica Katz has saturated the media with her no-nonsense approach to being healthy. She's joining us today to debunk or not debunk the latest and greatest, or so they say, in fad diets. She is the author of the book Bonding Over Beauty. Erica Katz, let's talk a little bit about what is the current fad. I don't know what the current fad is. I haven't had any patients walk in and say, Doctor, what do you think of this lately? So you tell me, what's the latest and greatest?
Well, there's always this idea of no carbs and high protein. I think that's been in vogue for a while. I hear a lot about juice cleanses as well. My issue with diets in general is that it really has to be a lifestyle change. You can't just go on a diet, lose 10 pounds, and then go back to the way you were eating, because then you'll gain it all back and then some. So when it comes to dieting or weight loss, I think that you have to really approach it as a lifestyle change and say, I need a way of eating, a way of exercising, and a way of being that I can carry through for my whole life. In fact, you know, I know a lot of people and they lose weight on all these different, I'm not going to say the names of the companies, but they have these methods and they do lose the weight. But then as soon as they go off those methods, it all comes back and then some, because they never changed the lifestyle. They just followed what they were told. So either you're going to do that forever, or you're going to find a lifestyle that really works for you where you can maintain a healthy weight and a healthy diet.
I'm glad you said that, because as the diet industry knows, it is a multi-billion dollar industry, and they make their money off of the fact that the diets don't lead to long-term changes. And I like to tell patients that if you spell the word diet, the first few words are D-I-E, or die, doesn't really lead to death, dieting. But you're right, you need to change your lifestyle completely and find a human diet that is compatible with staying healthy and staying well that you can sustain. So how do you tell people, or what do you think the secret is to sustaining a lifestyle choice once you make it? I mean, that seems to be the hardest part of human nature.
Well, the first thing I would say is these juice cleanses are ridiculous. I hear so many people doing these juice cleanses, and I don't like them. And I'll tell you why I don't like them. Because what they do is they put your body into stress mode. Essentially, you're depleting your body of calories. So the cortisol starts, the adrenaline starts, and you're feeling really good and clear. But then your body starts to go into its own tissue to find the glucose, to find the carbs so that it can function. And what happens is your body gets extremely stressed. And if you do this too long, you can really hurt your body and then slow down your metabolism and slow down your thyroid. So while this juice cleanse might feel good for a few days when the adrenaline kicks in, once you've done it for a longer period of time, it can really hurt your body. And I don't really get what it does, because you can't be on juice your whole life. So I don't like those fads. I think to find a healthy way, I mean, I know for myself, is that when I do higher protein diets with some fat, with some carbs, but I get my carbs from vegetables, or I try. I mean, I still do a little bit of rice. I happen to stay away from bread, because bread just doesn't work with my body type. And if I eat pasta too, I find bread and pasta can really make me gain weight. But I find that it's very hard for a lot of people to go off bread and pasta completely, or to go off sugar completely. But what I say is, if you can go off something for 30 days, you can maintain it. It's just those first 30 days are really tough. But you need to eat and feel full and satisfied. And you can't starve yourself, because when you starve yourself, then, of course, you're stressing your body again. And eventually, you might lose weight initially, but you're going to gain it right back. So a healthy lifestyle, you have to find the kinds of foods that you like to eat, and eat them in combination with vegetables, and make sure that you're making healthy choices. I think a lot of people count calories and they use frozen foods, and that is a way to lose weight, but it's not a very healthy way of eating. So you've got to combine eating in a healthy way with the calories, and you have to pay attention to it. But the more you start to do it, the more it becomes part of your life. And, of course, you have to include exercise with that. But even with exercise, it doesn't mean run 30 miles a day and kill yourself. You can't do that. You have to do what you can maintain doing.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to do something that is sustainable and moderate. I think all the extremes don't last, and they're not good for your body. They cause a lot of stress. So what do you do for my 14-year-old daughter who comes downstairs and says, "Daddy, look at my stomach. I think I look a little fat in these jeans. I'm going to stop eating." What do you do for 14-year-olds that don't have a frontal lobe yet?
Right. Well, I think something that a lot of people don't realize is that part of the roots of why girls become anorexic and bulimic is that, remember, they were this skinny little kid, and all of a sudden, literally overnight, they have little breast buds. Their hips are a little bit wider. They look more womanly. So to them, that's fat, right? Because they're used to seeing themselves look like a pencil. So there's a psychological thing going on there. So one thing you can do as a parent is to prep your child for the changes their bodies are going to go through. Say, look, it's very natural. You're going to have breasts just like mom, and your hips are going to widen, and this is attractive, and this is sexy, and this is beautiful, and this is part of being a woman, and you have to really revel in that. And what you can't do, especially dads, sometimes dads, I know you all mean well, but sometimes dads tend to say, "Oh, look at you," you know, or like they'll make like little comments because they don't know what to say because all of a sudden that little girl is a woman now. Dads, just don't make any comments, like nothing, just nothing. Don't say anything. You could say, "Oh, you look beautiful today. Oh, you look great in that dress." But keep the comments positive, nothing negative, nothing that makes them feel they're being made fun of in any way. Even though you're just joking, it really doesn't come off well coming from dad or brother. And it's also important that the whole household isn't constantly talking about your daughter's weight. Now, your daughter comes down out of nowhere. She says, "My belly looks fat. What do? You say to her, "Oh, you know, why do you think so? What's going on? Are you eating differently? Do you feel differently?" Say, "You know, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Why don't you come take a walk with me? We'll just take a walk around the block, or why don't we go for a run, or let's do something fun. Don't even worry about that. You look great. And, you know, if you're really concerned about it, maybe we'll go to the gym today. But, you know, just keep eating healthy. And if you keep eating healthy, it's fine. Maybe you just had too much ice cream or something. I wouldn't worry about it." The problem is when they say, "Do I look fat?" they really want you to say, no, you don't. And so what's difficult for a parent is, what if they are overweight? Do you say, "No, you're not?" Or do you say, "Yes, you are"? I don't think it's ever healthy to tell a girl, "Yes, you're overweight." But instead, to talk about it in different ways. Say, "Oh, you're not feeling good about yourself. You know what? When you exercise, you look so great, and you put on that dress the other day and it looks really great on you. And if you're really concerned about it, why don't we make a special dinner tonight and let's try to make really healthy food?" So you kind of distract it, right? You change it and you go toward the positive, but never, ever agree with her and say your belly looks big.
And then with my wife, there's really no good answer when she says, "Do I look fat in these jeans?" So I usually just say, "Well, I've seen fatter." But she doesn't like that one.
That's not a good answer either.
I'm just kidding on that one. Or fat compared to what? Or fat with a pH. But
saying to her, "You know what? I just love your body. I think you're just so beautiful. I have no idea what you're talking about."
I'm going to use that, and she'll know that I've been talking to someone new. So where can someone go to learn more about your weight loss tips?
ericakatz.com. Or they can buy my book, Bonding Over Beauty.
Even better. So thank you very much for coming on the show today. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends. And stay well.